More now on the numbers in the WBUR poll to replace Republican Senator Olympia Snowe in Maine. As we've said, it shows independent Angus King with more than twice the percentage of his nearest rival, Republican Charlie Summers. The Democrat, Cynthia Dill, is a distant third. Steve Cazella conducted WBUR's poll in Maine. He's president of the Mass, Inc. polling group and joins us in the studio this morning to talk about the results. Good morning, Steve, and thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
What explains the strong showing by Angus King?
He has considerably higher name recognition than his opponents. He has, for example, 60% who view him favorably and 21% who view him unfavorably. So that's almost, or about 8 in 10 who actually have an opinion of him. Compare that to his rivals, where the majority of voters actually haven't yet formed an opinion of them, and you start to see why he starts off with such a significant lead.
Does he have strong support from both Republicans and Democrats, making this independent candidate a truly bipartisan candidate?
He has some support from Republicans, but who he really draws most of his support from is Democrats and then most notably independents. He's leading, for example, by 43% among Democrats, even over the Democratic nominee, and then winning by 40% among independents over Charlie Summers.
You also asked respondents how they'd vote if the presidential election were held today. How did that turn out between Obama and Romney?
Well, Obama's in the lead right now. I mean, he leads in both congressional districts, Maine being one of the states which apportions their electors by congressional district. He hasn't quite reached the 50% threshold just yet, and Mitt Romney has more potential ground that he could make up in that not everybody's yet made up their mind about him. But at the moment, the president has a pretty considerable lead.
Does President Obama's support in Maine seem to you to be squishy? Is there room for Mitt Romney to make up that ground?
There is, in the sense that about a fifth of voters say that they've heard of Mitt Romney but haven't yet made up their mind. So he's got more voters that really could come his way than the president does. There's still, 17% of voters that haven't chosen one of the two candidates yet. So this is an unusually
high level of undecided voters at this point in the contest.
In a presidential contest.
All right, back to the Senate race in this way, if we can. Maine, of course, is in Massachusetts' backyard, so to speak, with 13 miles of coastline from New Hampshire separating us. But why is the Senate race of interest to us here in Massachusetts? And I guess what I'm really asking are, could there be ripple effects?
Well, one of the most interesting things about the Maine Senate race is that it's going to be one of the races which determines how the Senate is actually going to go in the fall. In other words, what the balance of power is going to be. But the most interesting thing about it, or the most unusual thing about it, is it's only partially dependent on who wins. You know, if King wins, that still hasn't really determined how the balance of power in the Senate is actually going to end up. You know, Democrats are kind of counting on that Angus King would caucus with them.
It is like hedging your bets, considering that the Democratic candidate for governor in Maine, Cynthia Dill, is so far in back of both the Republican and then very far behind Angus King, the independent.
Right. It would be quite a considerable effort to push Cynthia Dill ahead, across the finish line ahead of Angus King. So there is a calculation that could be made that, we've got this guy who we think we can count on, so why would we try to push our own candidate, who only has 9% of the vote right now, over this very, very popular and very, very well-known and well-liked independent who's probably going to swing our way anyway.
Steve Cazella, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Steve Cazella is president of the Mass, Inc. polling group, which was commissioned by WBUR to conduct this new survey on the U.S. Senate race in Maine. The poll out this morning is on our website, WBUR.org.